Next patient is Beverly McMurray. Beverly is B, B as in boy, B-E-V-E-R-L-E-E, Beverly. B-E-V-E-R-L-E-E. Beverly McMurray. M-C-M-U-R-R-A-Y. M-C. M-U-R-R-A-Y. Next paragraph. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Monica Cantu, C-A-N-T-U, Cantu. Dear Monica, thank you for sending Beverly McMurray for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is for illness. This is a 73-year-old female who has recently been treated for an episode of bronchitis, has had persistent chest congestion, cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. Period. The patient states that she developed an upper respiratory infection which gradually progressed to wheezing and shortness of breath and coughing spells. And she was bringing up some thick mucus but denied significant fevers or chills. She was treated with a course of antibiotics, including doxycycline, and was given oral prednisone. But she continues to have some symptoms of chest tightness and wheezing. She denies any nausea, but has some reflux and denied chest pains. The patient usually is not on any medications and denies history of hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of pneumonia and bronchitis and denies history for surgery. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. She has pollen and dust allergy. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient does not smoke, drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Family history: mother is alive at age 93 and has hypertension. Father died of a stroke. And prostate cancer. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No double vision, cataracts, or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. Has no he has hay fever and wheezing and shortness of breath. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, but has reflux and, she has no nausea, but has some reflux and no diarrhea. The patient has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg edema, no anxiety, no depression. Denies joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list, Ventolin inhaled with 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph. Next paragraph is physical exam. Can you please mention habits? The patient does not smoke. Denies history of alcohol use. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, clubbing, cyanosis, peripheral edema. Blood pressure. is 130 by 80, pulse is 76, respiration is 20, temperature 97.8, weight is 129, saturation 96. HEND are non-spheric, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And scattered wheezes heard in the upper chest, no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities will mild varicosities, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next, paragraph, brush number 1. Recurrent bronchitis with reactive airways disease. And number 2 is chronic dyspnea. And number 3. Number 3 is allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level, and a chest X-ray, PA lateral, and a complete pulmonary function study. She was also advised to continue with nebulized albuterol solution, TIDPRN, and follow-up visit be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Monica Cantu, MD. CANTU, Monica, MONICA, MD. Thank you for this conversation.